brand.
Hello, beloved consumers. I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm Mort Burk. I'm really trying to find my brand of name announcing.
Well, mostly I feel like you've just been extending it longer and longer.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That was certainly the longest just now. Does it feel powerful to you?
That one felt like a creaky door opening a little bit.
Yeah, okay, that's not good. That's not what I'm looking for.
Do you want to try it again?
Yeah, let's try it again.
Hello, beloved consumers. I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm Mort Burk.
That was nice.
Nice. Okay, good.
And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack foods, celebrities, or religious institutions. Today's brand came as a suggestion from your pal, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. And he suggested that we rebrand Crocs.
Boom.
Crocs the shoe.
Why are they called Crocs? They in no way resemble crocodiles.
It's an American footwear company based in Colorado. Crocs Inc. term these clogs, but they do not contain any wood like traditional clogs. Do you think they thought it kind of sounded like clogs? As the demand for Crocs grew, the company underwent further development and rebranding. In 2005, TDA Boulder redesigned the original Crocs logo and launched the Ugly Can Be Beautiful campaign. That's wild that your product is so universally known to be ugly that you have to embrace that as part of your brand.
Right.
And then do a campaign called Ugly Can Be Beautiful.
Well, they had to know out of the gate, right?
I don't know. Because I don't think if you're a shoemaker that you go out being like, we're going to make an ugly shoe. They probably were like, people will like these. They're kind of like clogs. People like Swiss shoes, right?
That's insane.
Old timey Swiss shoes.
That's like being like, let's put another sleeve on the front of a shirt. People will probably like that.
So the current brand of Crocs is that they're ugly, but they're comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Which I do think worked for Crocs. The first time I saw like a human who wasn't 80 and clinically depressed wearing them was this chef that I worked for. There was a period where chefs were kind of rock stars, dude.
Yeah, right.
So I feel like that was good branding for them.
I don't know if you've seen, I think it's fucking Balenciaga or something, has really insane stuff that they're charging like $4,000 for, which is like a reusable shopping bag. Like you got a bag at Sprouts for your groceries, but they are charging $4,000 for it or whatever.
And I'm telling you, as a branding expert, that's where we want to live.
So you could do something like that, which is like, you take Crocs, and, you know, you affix diamonds to the little holes.
Yes, there is a contingent of Americans, and I'm talking about the 1% here, who have money that they'll never spend, and they need to be overcharged.
They need
they
an excuse.
They love overpaying, and those are our clients.
And then, honey, you're probably not going to like this. But my other thought was, what if you somehow made them skate shoes?
A big thing in footwear is collaborations, right? Collabs is what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
So, and we're going to get to the skateboard thing.
Okay.
But you started out previously talking about putting a high heel on a croc.
I did, to have like a croc for day and a croc for night.
I think if you put that on Lady Gaga, it sells 2 million units the next day. You see that at the Met Gala, and she is wearing a dress made out of croc, similar to a croc, almost like she's wearing a croc, like her head is popping out of the top of a croc. And she has croc high heels on.
Yes.
That's front page of Vanity Fair
shit.
Yeah. And I feel like we should go a little bit deeper into the world of women's shoes.
Right. What's popular in women's shoes right now? That's a good question.
I would like to see a wedge heel.
A wedge croc?
I would like to see a wedge heel croc.
I want a boot.
Yeah, I'd love to see a boot.
That material going all the way up.
And which kind of boot are we talking? We're talking more cowboy cut or more?
Thigh high.
Thigh high with the stiletto heel.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking deep, sexy stripper boots.
If Megan Thee Stallion wore thigh high croc boots.
Oh, yeah. This is all copyrighted material, just so you know. This is all foundationally rights protected. I don't want to see Megan Thee Stallion in some thigh-high bright orange croc boots.
Oh, bright orange!
And that's the thing, you have all the neon. They are brilliant with the colors,
that's
right?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like, Megan Thee Stallion, thigh-high croc boots, they're SpongeBob patterned.
No, honey, this is the thing, okay? Megan Thee Stallion is an anime lover,
uh-huh.
So they should look like the Sailor Moon boots.
Okay, I don't know what those look like.
Wow, I can't believe you're married to me.
They're white?
I failed you, honey. I failed you.
Honey, I've been failed by so many.
And one more. I have one more on the list. Your wife has never shown you the Sailor Moon boots. They're like thigh-high red boots.
Oh, yeah.
With a white trim at the top and a little crescent moon.
Beautiful. Very slender.
Yeah, her legs are impossibly thin. It's a problem with anime. So the other thing that people do with their Crocs, which for some reason, this is the thing that I'm like, maybe I should get a pair of Crocs,
uh-huh.
Which I don't think I will.
Okay.
Until Crocs contacts us and makes a thigh-high croc boot, then I will. They put pins in the holes.
They customize their Crocs. Like the punk rock denim jacket of old.
Exactly right, honey. But you could do a thing where, like, I don't know, you put designer earrings in there.
Yeah, very fun.
I don't think anyone wears brooches if they're not 80 years old.
Let's bring back the brooch. I don't see why any of these, like, diva ladies out here wouldn't want to get into a brooch.
Right.
Let alone four brooches on a pair of Crocs.
That's exactly right. Absolutely. Plus comfort. Because, you know, these divas, they're running around stage. They're doing dances.
Yeah, they're out here grinding and hustling every single day. They need to take care of these puppy dogs at the bottom of their legs, and that's what I call feet.
Arf, arf.
Arf, arf, roof, roof. The mailman's at the door. The dogs are barking. The other thing about this is, let's say you're an ocean lover, right? On your Crocs, you got dolphin pins, you got whale pins, yeah. You got boat pins, you got buoy pins, you got lifeguard pins, you got beach pins, you got lifeguard tower pins, you got the cast of Baywatch pins, you got yacht pins.
Which I think people are already doing.
Yes, but I was thinking that they could release those.
Oh, as like packs?
Yeah, exactly right. Because this is all about the corporate exploitation of existing culture. We're taking back what you've created and we're selling it to you.
Fuck, you know what's fucked up about that is that if they released like a Sailor Moon pack,
yeah,
Crocs that kind of looked like her boots with, yep, Sailor Moon pins,
yep,
I would really consider buying it.
You'd have to. And there's no end to the amount of collaborations we can do here. The U.S. Postal Service, let's say. It's shaped like a mailbox. It's got all the colors of the Postal Service. Even something as lame as mail, all of a sudden it becomes kind of ironically cool when you put it on a Croc.
I mean, can you imagine if they did a Garfield collab? The amount of ironic purchases. Because you would have the Crocs that are kind of shaped like Garfield, then you'd have like an Odie pin.
Well, honey, that's what I was thinking.
You know?
Yes, you have the Garfield ones. Then you also have separate Odie Crocs. Then you have like Nermal Crocs. Then you have Jim Crocs.
Oh my God. And then you can mix and match. You can have one Garfield, one Odie Croc on at the same time.
Yep. And then we're doing Heathcliff after that.
I wonder, do they do collaborations already? Okay, they have Hello Kitty, Lightning McQueen. They're doing it for children. This is the problem. It's all fucking Toy Story and shit. You guys are missing out on a whole...
You don't understand that adults are children now.
Honey, Balenciaga does have a Croc.
They do? Holy shit.
They're for men?
What?
Balenciaga hard Croc sandals.
Nah, they're leaving money on the table.
Guess how much they cost?
$4,000.
Nah, $1,190.
Oh, really? I'd get a pair.
Yeah, you would!
Okay, honey, how about this?
Yes?
I'm gonna ask you to expand what you think is possible.
In general or about Crocs?
About Crocs.
I'll do both, just in case.
Okay. Crocs. Gloves. Crocs. Earmuffs. Crocs. Glasses. And finally, the piece de resistance, which is how it's pronounced,
yes,
and I won't hear otherwise,
uh-huh,
a Croc car.
I thought you were going to say, like, Croc hat. Wait.
I'll go Croc home if I have to. I'll go a four-bedroom, three-bath house shaped like a single Croc.
Okay, so it's shaped like a Croc or it's made of Croc material or
both?
Both,
motherfucker.
Whoa!
And the backyard is the heel of the Croc, so you don't leave the grounds.
The little weird heel thing is like the vents around your garden.
Exactly right. There's a jacuzzi and they're made out of Croc material.
That's for sure gonna melt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the whole thing is deeply unsustainable. No. Well, like, what do you call it? We'll refurbish it. Oh, God, my all words.
I know. I have nothing going
on
in my brain, honey.
I'm losing words like pencil. Words that you should not. Dog. Stuff that everyone knows.
Honey, I literally... So, you can cut this out later if you don't want me to say it. But we had a little Halloween get-together last night. And when we do that, I put a few beers in the fridge. More to sober. So then when the party's over, I take them out of the fridge. I put them in the garage.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Yeah. So you don't have to fucking look at beer all the time. And I have Birkenstocks that I put on the first step of the stairs leading down into the garage. Because I was like, I don't want to get my feetsies dirty. I put the shoes on the freaking steps. I walked away to get some... I literally walked back and I stood where my shoes were. And I said out loud to no one, why have I done this? Because I completely fucking forgot what I was putting shoes on for. And it took me a solid 30 seconds to be like, why? I'm going down to the garage. Why am I going down to the garage? And then I remembered. And then I took the beers down there. This is being also recorded before the election. So I think the stress is... getting to us.
Yeah, it's freaking us the fuck out.
It's taking up a lot of brain space
yeah.
that we should be using for rebranding.
I'm talking a refrigerator in the shape of a Croc.
Wait. I didn't realize that every item inside of the house is also going to be either Croc shaped or made of Croc material.
Yeah, you park your Croc car in your Croc garage, go upstairs and watch your Croc television
no!
that you change with a Croc shaped
no!
remote. And then you snuggle into your croc-shaped bed.
Well, surely the mattress isn't made of croc. Surely we get a normal mattress. Oh, it's made him upset, the question.
You want to be America's foremost croc ambassador?
I don't know. This is also the person
doing this automatically falls into a career as one of the most successful influencers.
That's
by simply
true.
Filming themselves all day long operating in this, in this croc world.
You know what I will say? With a croc house, because of the little holes, built-in storage, built-in places that you can hang all of your artworks.
And also, like, windows out into the world as well.
That's right. You put glass on there.
Mm-hmm.
You get a bunch of tiny little windows. You can watch birds.
I do want to have a cruise ship in the shape of a croc.
I don't know if we can have the holes unless they're all portholes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It makes me think of portholes.
Unless they're all portholes.
And it's a singles cruise, and there's a croc dance at night where everyone wears croc outfits.
We need to get an eccentric billionaire. Basically, you got to get someone like this on board to start it, right?
Yeah, but honey, I will remind you that as visionaries,
sure,
we don't worry about the money.
Right,
we go
to the
corporate stooges and we say,
you're right,
we are artists.
Give us $50 million for a croc house.
Do you want to make money or not? Find the fucking money. This is all tax write-offable.
It is?
Yeah. These people know how to move money around and launder it in such a way that, like, giant products effectively cost them no money.
So, okay, we've marketed to divas and the hyper-rich. I do want to return.
Okay, so here's the thing,
honey. To the skate shoes.
Now, I love this idea, and I also am going to say my beloved, beautiful wife, who my respect for knows no bounds.
Oh, my goodness.
I do think you're limiting yourself in your imagination, because here's where I think we're going to start out.
Okay.
With. We're talking Nike Air Max collab.
Okay.
We're talking, you get an Air Max bubble in the bottom of these Crocs and you put a swoosh on there, right? And now moving towards your skateboard idea, we're talking slip-on Vans. We're talking checkerboard, slip-on Vans, Crocs with the board feel of Vans and the comfort of Crocs.
I just want to make sure that we are not changing the structural integrity of the Croc. We're maintaining that comfort that everyone has fallen in love with.
Well, therein lies the artfulness of the collab, which is the combination of two beloved corporations. Both are altered, but neither fundamentally changed.
Wow. So you get the Nike scientists and the Croc scientists together with their little lab coats and make a Frankenstein shoe.
Yes. You want it sleek and it's designed to look as though it's always existed somehow.
Whoa. It's inevitable.
That's right. It's the answer to a question you didn't know you had.
Crocs. Inevitable. That's the tagline.
Crocs. Unavoidable.
Crocs. Until the heat death of the universe.
That's right. Crocs, your new god.
Crocs, until the death of man.
Crocs, the evolution of humanity is complete.
I can picture that advertisement so fucking perfectly.
Is it a giant croc on top of a globe?
The sun cresting over the curve of the croc.
It looks like the poster for 2001 yeah. Space Odyssey, but it's...
That's exactly right.
Same fonts and everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good.
Now, this is very skateboard heavy, so I think it's what you're pointing to.
I should say, Mort really loves skateboarding, which is why I have made so many addendums and cautious approaches
to
this
topic. Obviously very sensitive about it.
Well, you love it very much.
I love it very much.
I would never try to make a joke out of skateboarding.
Thank you. We should, though.
Oh, no. I don't know if your heart could take it.
No, but it is. Well, I feel like it's already kind of a punchline, which it sort of deserves to be. But that's also a misunderstanding of the depth of the culture around it. But there's a DC Lynx, which is a very famous skate shoe from the 90s. A croc version of that would be hilarious. It's basically like a tech-looking mid-top running shoe. It's like a...
Oh, honey, that's interesting, actually, is doing croc versions of existing, very popular shoes like the Oxford.
That's right.
Cowboy boot.
Yes. A croc boat shoe.
A Hell's Angels biking boot.
A beetle boot croc.
A beetle boot.
Yeah. You don't know beetle boots?
No.
Oh, beetle boots are like the coolest boots. They're the boots that the Beatles wore. The ankle is like a mid top and they have a really cool toe. It's like a very short boot.
Oh, these are sick.
Chuck Taylor Converse croc. I'm sorry, I'm having a stroke. Are there Croc Doc Martens?
Croc Doc Martens.
Could you take me to the ER? I'm having a Croc Doc Martens. Do you mean Croc Doc Martens?
Croc Doc Martens.
That sounds like a theater warm-up.
Watermelon cucumber Croc Doc Martens.
Red leather, yellow leather, Croc Doc Martens. Red, yellow... the Conn's Fast Break Croc. You could do the Nike Air Max 90 Croc, the Nike Air Max 95 Croc. It's probably one of the most beloved Maxes.
So I know we're not the scientists in Washington that would be designing these shoes, but I am curious.
But we can step into their skin. I wish I said that any different way.
We could put it on their skin and wear it like a suit.
Yeah, we can cut their bodies apart and wear their skin. Go ahead, honey.
We can wear their loose, saggy skin.
Pretend like we're them and live with their wives.
Oh, no.
Try to parent their children wearing their skin. You know, normal stuff.
We'd probably be better at it. Let's face it. Were they even that great of parents? God, they're all there in their fucking labs trying to make shoes.
They may as well be a stranger in a skin suit. I like that we're calling them scientists.
Too. I don't know. I've decided that they're scientists. Anyway, so...
This is a very high bar. This is perhaps our most unhinged rebrand. As the kids say, I'm living for it. I'm here for it.
Are we? Is it because we're both hanging on by a thread? So, we basically two steps away from wearing Crocs ourselves?
Yeah, from wearing like pants shaped as Crocs for some reason.
If you were to combine an Air Max and a Croc, what components of each would you take into the holistic shoe?
It depends on the Max. The 95s have these, they're kind of hard to describe. They're like almost a color gradient that goes up the side that gave them this, especially at the time, very futuristic look. So because that's such an iconic aspect of that shoe, that would have to be in the Croc. So the sole would be more of a Croc, but what they call the upper would be more of an Air Max 95.
How much you know about shoes. Okay, I'm going to dumb it down for everyone, including me. Let's try a cowboy boot, because everyone knows what those look like. What would your version of a cowboy boot Croc be?
Well, I think the shape and silhouette of the cowboy boot is so iconic that all you do is just take the shape of it and make the material Croc. Because, like, the pointed toe...
Okay, so you would point the toe.
Here's what I do. I point the toe, but then I'd put the Croc holes in it.
What I also love about this is that whatever the fuck... Which I will never look up, even though I look up other things on this podcast.
Take a stand, honey.
I will never...
Set a boundary for yourself.
I will never look up what the little band on the back of the Crocs is.
Nope,
I've
never.
Said the little band on the back of the Crocs 5 times during this podcast.
I'm convinced no one knows what it's called.
I don't think the Crocs scientists know what it's called. What I love about this is
who we will slaughter.
And wear their skin. As we talked about before. What's happening?
Yeah, and absorb their lives.
Because that little band is there, you could affix the stirrup. What is it? The little ching, ching.
Yeah, metal.
What is that called?
That's called the stirrup.
It's a stirrup?
Yeah, you better believe it.
Ah, hell yeah, I got one.
Yeah, I'm picturing like a little star that kind of turns
Yes. But then you could make that also of Crocs material.
Does it have move it in the same way?
I think it should move.
I think it should move. I think those are to like kind of give the horse a,
I think it
a
is,
goose.
Yeah.
Okay, what about horseshoes made out of Crocs for the horses?
Whoa!
How long have these horses suffered with these painful metal shoes?
Don't these horses deserve comfort?
God, they need to take a load off.
Take a load off, horses.
Wear your horseshoe Crocs. And we put the Crocs right on ya.
I have another pitch that's combining all of our ideas. Do you know the cover of Beyonce's most recent album, Cowboy Carter?
Yes, she's on the horse, yes.
She's on a horse.
Do you have a flag?
I believe she does.
Okay, yeah.
We replicate that.
Yes.
Beyonce's entire outfit is made of Crocs.
Yes.
Cowboy hat. Cowboy pants.
That's right.
Cowboy boots.
If she does have a flag, the picture on the flag is a Croc.
And then the horse has Croc horseshoes.
Oh, yeah. And he looks... so comfortable. You can see the relief on its horse face.
Oh, you absolutely can. But then on top of this, we integrate some of these other ideas that make it look high fashion, like the brooches or the diamonds or whatever. Because Beyonce is an elegant lady. She needs to, you know what I mean? She needs to
look a highly sophisticated artist.
Highly sophisticated artist.
Mm-hmm. And on the forefront of fashion, God knows.
God knows. And the fact that she has a whole outfit made of Crocs with all the little holes means that we could put that shit fucking anywhere. We could put pins and brooches and what have yous all over the goddamn place.
Yeah, I'd say references to her old albums.
Absolutely.
Lemonade, Survivor,
yes, the lemon pin.
I was going to say Kelly Rowland. The other Destiny's Children.
Little pins of the other Destiny's Children.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Because there's three of them.
I know three of them. There's many children. There's more than one child, so it's children.
Destiny's Child is singular.
Yeah.
It does seem like it was referring to Beyonce.
Yeah, it does.
That's not really fair.
She called her shot a little bit.
Those other ladies are talented as hell.
Oh, very talented. Yeah. And they will be immortalized on pins that Beyonce will be wearing on her Crocs.
This
outfit
is powerful. And so this is a re-release of the album cover as a Crocs advertisement.
Yes, that's right. I'm sure it will also somehow highlight Beyonce's next album in some way.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
sure what sort of genre, it music reaches- genre Crocs evokes. What's been foretold is that she's doing a different genre per album. So last album was her country album. You know, you okay, I can see it in your face.
Yacht rock.
Yacht rock.
Yacht rock. 80s Peter Cetera. Anyway, yacht rock.
That's fucking excellent.
Which is way due for a comeback. Because America, we need to calm down. And yacht rock is going to be the solve to our national anxiety. And Crocs are going to be the footwear that leads us.
Revolution.
Walking directly to a couch and taking a goddamn nap. Because everybody needs a nap.
Everyone needs a fucking nap.
We're all stressed. We've all been working our fucking asses off for no reason. Put on some Crocs, go for a walk, and then...
Take a fucking nap.
Take a fucking... That's another good tagline.
Yeah, Crocs take a fucking nap.
We haven't even talked about Jordans. We haven't even talked about the Jordan 1 Crocs. We haven't right. talked about the Grapes
but
Crocs.
But they're gonna happen.
Immediately. And yeah. But you treat them in the same way that Supreme did this limited edition thing. It's for scarcity. That's what drives right. the market up. I mean, imagine you put a pair of Croc Jordan 3s on Future, A$AP Rocky, Kendrick. Those things are immediately worth 20 grand.
Oh, for sure.
And especially if they're like one of one.
Also, honey, imagine if you will, a basketball stadium.
Mm.
Every player is wearing a Croc hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
Every fan is wearing a Croc hybrid. You Whatever know. Celebrity's in the front when they stand up to clap,
yeah.
they're wearing Croc hybrid.
Yeah, Spike Lee.
That's the future we're trying to work toward.
Yeah, my dreams made manifest.
Yeah.
And everybody's so comfortable.
So comfortable. Well. And honestly, honey, as you say, everyone needs to take a fucking nap. So maybe if everyone was just a little bit more comfortable, wouldn't this world be a better place?
I'm going to posit that everyone in the world's feet hurt, and that might be the whole problem. All of this division and politicalization and all of these warring nations.
Uh-huh.
All their fucking feet hurt.
Uh-huh.
Their dogs are
their
barking.
Their dogs are barking.
The dogs are howling like it's a full moon and somebody's at the door.
That's right.
You know?
And these doggies just need to take a little dog nap.
That's all they need to do. We didn't even get to do Crocs glasses. Earrings that are shaped like a Croc.
Now you're really into this.
I'm night. Thinking braces, but each little metal piece is a Croc.
Braces?
Yeah. I'm really going wild.
You're going wild.
Yeah, I'm going
and
really
I'm
nuts.
I'm sure they already have Crocs for dogs. They must.
Oh, God, honey, that's huge. Some genius probably made them, but they haven't been released.
There are Crocs for dogs.
Buy Crocs?
Mm.
There's no way.
There are. Buy Crocs.
Really?
2.5 out of 5 stars.
Oh, poorly rated.
Oh, wait. We are sorry. The product you're looking for couldn't be identified.
I'm telling you, Crocs Incorporated is not smart enough to have released dog Crocs. It's too funny. It's too great an idea. Four little Crocs on a dog? What does he need them for?
A dog. You know, they have tried some stuff, honey. They've got some flats here. I'll say that.
Let me see. Let me see these flats.
They've got flats.
Oh, yeah, they do. Although I will say those look much more like normal flats. They're leaving money on the table by not having these flats be Croc-branded style flats.
Honey, they have sneakers.
Let me see. Do they look like Crocs?
They kind of look like Crocs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is good. This is smart. They're kind of using the sort of like Yeezy, uber modern style to get into the shoe game, which is actually pretty smart. I'm not seeing any Jordans there. I'm not seeing any Vans there. I think this is all still very viable.
I think so too. And I don't see any fucking high heels neither.
Nope. That's right.
Is Beyonce going to wear your fucking Crocs if they don't have high heels on them? Crocs?
No.
I don't think so.
Get them the fuck away from her. She's Beyonce. And we're talking like jelly flats that have more Croc style brand. Branding. There's
right.
so many women's shoes and men's shoes. We haven't even gotten to the world of men's dress shoes, which is an entire thing. I'm really glad we talked about the Beatles boots, but they all need to look like a Croc.
Crocs.
A Croc hat. It's shaped like a Croc, but it fits in your head like a hat. A Croc ski mask for winter wear or
bank robberies or home invasion.
Yeah, home invasions.
Okay, honey, I think we have successfully rebranded Crocs.
I feel so energized from this.
I do. I feel like I saw years slough off of your face.
Yeah, this turned my entire day around, which just shows the power of branding and our combined talents in regards to that world.
And to give some credit to our product, the power of Crocs.
Yeah.
So you're welcome, Crocs. If you do any of this without contacting us first, we will fucking wear someone else's skin and come find you.
Ashley and I are constantly battling to see which one of us is more litigious. And if you want that coming at your company, then by all means, try to take advantage of us.
Thank you so much for listening to our silly little podcast. Honey, where can they find us and follow us and talk to us?
Find us on Instagram at RebrandThePod. Go join our very popular Discord. It sounds sarcastic, but it's not. We're doing good. We got people gabbing it up. Our Discord is RebrandThePod. And email us with any compliments or suggestions at RebrandThePodcast@gmail.com.
We love you.
Thank you honestly so much for listening. It means a lot to us.
Yeah.
Go vote. Then go.
Rebrand.
Rebrand.
Ding. Rebrand.